Why, good morning. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November the 30th, the very last day of this month. So we know we are rapidly approaching the end of 2022. But you know, if you've been following the Wisdom Wednesday podcast with Dr. Mary Seegers, your host, we've been talking about how to show our gratitude and how much we have to be thankful and grateful for. And I have an amazing friend and guest that's going to share her thoughts and experience about her gratitude and how she shows her gratefulness. But you know the drill. Before that, grab your coffee cup or your water. Perhaps you want orange juice and join in on the conversation. I want to officially welcome my guest, Rochelle Morton. How are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful, Dr. Mary. How are you?
I'm great. I miss seeing you.
Oh, same here. Same here. It's been a minute.
I know. I think we're kind of post pandemic or still kind of ended in it, but I think we're getting more able to come out and see people more in person. So I appreciate that. Without further ado, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Rochelle, and let them know just how you're a successful business person, you're a friend, you just all of those things. But let me have you tell it.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Rochelle Morton. I am by day a project manager for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And any other time, you're pretty much going to hear me talking and promoting Damsel in Defense, which is a personal protection and self-defense products company primarily for women. I have an exceptionally strong passion for seeing women be able to defend themselves and to feel safe. We're often looked at as the easy target, and I want for every woman that crosses my path to be a hard target going forward. And that way the criminal will have to find someone else. And so that's my goal. And that's what absolutely brings me complete joy is when I interact with people and they either tell me that they are protecting themselves with something or they purchase something from me and they're no longer empty handed. Yeah. So what else can I tell you? I am a mother of three grown children, and they're all doing very well. I'm very, very, very blessed in that space. Recently divorced, and I'm excited about what life has to offer. It has been an exceptional year so far, and so I'm just excited about the new possibilities and all that's going on in my life. I couldn't ask God for more. I couldn't. If he doesn't do anything else for me, he has already done enough.
I know. And that sounds like a grateful heart right there, Rochelle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that just segue into my first question I have for you. What does it mean to have a grateful heart? What is your definition of that?
To me, having a grateful heart really is, in its simplest terms, the fact that I get to take my next breath.
Wow.
It's a gift from him. I'm breathing in his air.
Yeah.
And that's the only air that I want to breathe in. It's refreshing. It's renewing. It gives me the life that he has created for me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to live anybody else's life. Wow. I wouldn't. You know, people have wonderful things that they get, they have their accolades and, right, and all their praise and all that. I absolutely have my own, and he created me for a purpose. I pray that I'm continuing to walk in it.
Yes.
And that I bring him the glory that he deserves, because he can snatch me up at any time. Amen. Anytime. And when he does, that means that my assignment is complete here. But as long as I'm living and breathing and talking to you and everybody else,
yes,
he still has more work for me to do. And I just want to know what it is so I can do it to his satisfaction, not mine, not anybody else's. His. I have to answer to him at the end of the day. And so I have to do what I need to do in order to bring a smile to his face. And when I look in the mirror, I want to look at a smile coming back, reflecting on me as well.
Wow, that's powerful. And I think we don't just have to have that type of grateful heart at Thanksgiving time. You know, we just celebrated Thanksgiving last week. But every day is that, isn't it? Would you not agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Wow. Absolutely. I know. I can go on and on. I'm going to stop right now.
I know. And that brings joy in your heart when you're so grateful like that. You know?
Absolutely. I don't have any room for sorrow when I'm grateful. When I think about all that he's done for me, all that he's done for me.
I know.
All of it. I cannot take any credit for anything. He gets it all because he's the one who allows me to do it. He can stop me at any time.
I know, right? Oh. That's a good God right there, you know?
Thank you.
Now, you're talking, it made me think about there's so many things we could be grateful for. Our health, our, you know, as you just said, our very breath that we breathe. But what is the one thing in your season in your life right now that you're most grateful for and why?
Well, aside from all the other stuff that I said, I'll specifically pick my damsel in defense journey.
Yes.
I think because when he put this in my path, mm-hmm. I thought that it was so that I could just get some products at a discount, legally or illegally. It didn't matter to me as long as I got what I wanted. But right. When he put it in my path, it became clear to me the things that we couldn't have in Michigan.
Wow.
And I was able to change one law. There are two that need to be changed. Well, at the time there were two. I was able to change one law, which is the pepper spray law. So we can now have that stronger pepper spray. And someone brought to one of the other damsel pros in another state brought to my attention that I mentioned something about selling some pepper spray to a lady, and she bought some for her daughters and how excited she was. And she wrote me a thank you note.
Yeah.
And that person responded back to my post and said, she's able to get that because of you.
Wow.
She's only able to get the damsel in defense pepper spray because of you. And it just, that just, again, brought more tears to my eyes because I had thought of it that way, but he used me, he trusted me to stick with it and to get that law changed. It took 3 years, and a lot of people will walk away after one or even after knowing that it is going to take some time.
Yeah.
But, so I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful. So that's my biggest gratitude. One of my many gratitudes.
Right. Wow, that's perseverance too, Rochelle. I mean, and I just heard on the news that female realtors was being lured into with this guy, and they need what you have. You
absolutely.
Know, pepper spray is now is official and legal right in Michigan. So realtors, reach out to this phenomenal woman. She'll give you that information a little later because we need to protect ourselves.
Absolutely.
We know we have the angels encamped around about us, but we do also live in this world that we got to also use wisdom to protect ourselves as we, you know, go about our daily lives. So
that's right.
I want to be sure for you to share that information a little later.
Okay.
I've heard the expression of gratitude pass it forward or pay it forward. Is there a certain way that you like to show your expression or your way of you show your gratitude to others? Could be family members, coworkers.
One of the things that I also, another gift that God has given me is the gift of being able to create beautiful gift baskets and to make things enhance the look of things. So I like to, instead of just having, a simple box of something to give to someone, I actually have the talent to be able to take ribbon and make my homemade bows and decorate them and make it look really unique and special. And so that's one of the things that I really like to do is to be able to give someone a really nice gift, but to add my special touch to it and to make it even more beautiful so that you don't even want to open it because it's already so beautiful, but you just can't wait to see what's inside.
Wow.
So I like to do things like that if I'm able to do that in person. Otherwise, if I can just send people a surprise gift, a surprise note or gift card or anything, just they're not where they're not expecting it, but they get this nice little package in the mail. And and of course, who doesn't love to receive? I love to receive those as well, but it does my heart really, really good to be able to do that for someone else. And you know, I have enough damsel in the fence products around here that I'm able to do that, you know, for people that can't necessarily afford things. So, you know, and there are just things while I'm out and about where I'll pick up something that that reminds me of someone and I'll send it to them.
Oh, and like you said, it makes your heart feel good, but trust me, the receiver also looks, oh wow, smiles all on their face, right?
Right.
They just said how much they appreciate you for being thoughtful of them to do that. Those special notes are so special. They're true to their heart, you know? And I don't want to be a lost art because people feel, I'll text somebody or I'll email somebody.
There's nothing like receiving in the mail. Somebody took time.
You know they took the time. Get the stamp, go through snail.
Absolutely. Go to the post office, mailbox, and all, you know, that's effort now. You know, it was nothing back in the day, but now that's effort because we can, like you said, text all day. I think that's sufficient. And it is for some people, but when you get a piece of mail that has been handwritten and addressed to you, it's hard to throw that away.
I agree. I know. I got a little box of just all those things. And I said, why you keep that? Just leave me alone. I can go back and cry again.
That's right.
So special. So special. Yes. I tell you, you know, with Thanksgiving, did you have a wonderful holiday season?
I did. I cooked a turkey for the very first time ever.
Roche. What were you doing prior to
someone else cooked the turkey on Thanksgiving? Okay. It was never me. And so this year I was gifted with a turkey and I decided I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to put it back in the freezer or any of that and then throw it away 2 years later. I actually cooked it.
I'm sure it was delicious.
It was. Oh my God. I am so shocked. I just prayed that it would be done, but it was done and flavorful. Oh,
wow. So, yes. That's awesome. So the first time of many more cooking the turkeys.
I think so. I think I would have to agree.
Oh, that's awesome. The first time for everything, right?
Yes.
Like I had mentioned earlier to the audience, I want you to be sure to tell people how they can reach out to you so they can be protected by the gift that you offer to them or you know, the services that you offer. So do you mind sharing how people can reach out to you, Rochelle?
Absolutely. You want me to do that right now?
Please do.
So my website is personalprotecther.com. personalprotecther.com. And my email address is personalprotecther@gmail.com. On Facebook, you can just look me up by my name. It's not under my website or anything like that. It's just Rochelle Morton. You'll find me. You'll see my picture and all of that. And then if you feel the need to call me by cell phone, I can put that out there too. It's 313-418-4555. Again, it's 313-418-4555, and I'm more than happy to help you if you feel that you need some type of personal protection, and it's non-lethal, of course. That's what I sell is non-lethal stuff. But if you need something to protect you or someone you know and love that needs to be protected because they're out and about and they don't necessarily have something to keep themselves safe, I'll be more than happy to share with you all of the Damsel in Defense products and share with you how you can order them. And hopefully if you need them in time for Christmas, you'll contact me now because things are starting to shut down and shipping rates are exceptionally high when you miss certain deadlines. So we don't want to, you know, have that happen. So if there's anything you would like, let me know. I'm more than happy to tell you about our specials and all that good stuff.
Awesome. And like you said, it'd be perfect for gifts. You know, give one to your sister, your mother, your aunt, your godmother, your grandmother.
Absolutely.
So that way we will all feel more protected and feel that, you know, we can go about what God called us to do as we do what we need to do, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's powerful. And Rochelle, I enjoy your conversation. I'm so glad you took time out of your busy schedule. So just in closing words, what would you say to the audience about how to be thankful, grateful, and show your expression of gratitude? You know, so many times we have good intentions, mm-hmm. but those intentions are reality. Be very intentional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. Okay. So there are a couple of things, and I brought one of my props.
Okay.
That I will see. So this, you can see this is a pretty big jar.
Yes.
This is already, this is filled. I filled this in June. I have a second one because there's no more room in here. I write a gratitude message every single day and I put it in this jar. And so my goal is at the end of this year, at December 31st or somewhere around that last week of December, I'm going to read each one of these because I don't remember what happened in January or right. February or March. But right. when I go back and I look at these notes individually and I'm reflecting, I will have so much gratitude for the whole year, because when we get to the end of the year, we forget about, like I said, some things that happened throughout the year. Right. And, you know, we still need to be thankful and give God all the glory, honor, and praise for what he has done, you know, for us. And so that for me, this jar is one of the things that I've implemented for this year, is to write my gratitude note every night of something that went on throughout the day that gave me joy. And I have to be thankful for that. The other thing that I would recommend is if you have a journal, and if you don't have one, get one. Take that journal and think of three things that you're grateful for the day. And one thing, the last thing would be your big win for the day. When you have all four of those things and you've got that for the whole year, you're filling out your journal every day and you reflect back on that and you think about just the wins alone. But yeah. then when you're taking the time to think about three things that you're most grateful or thankful for, it takes away the excuse to be negative and you know, depressed and down and all of that. This is a way to lift yourself up. And, you know, so that's what I do every day as well, is to write in my journal and reflect on, you know, the wonderful things and what my big win was for the day.
Wow. Well, I'm going to emulate what you just, I mean, I have a jar. When you held that up, show that up again. I said, okay, I can do, I know what I can do. And I love all your color papers, right?
I got the color papers.
So I hope it's not too late to start for me. I'll have a month, 6 weeks here.
It's never too late. Never too late.
I love that. And I love the journal, gratitude, a grateful journal. I started it and I kind of stopped and I went back to it. So I love that. So I'll be doing that on a regular basis. We have so much to be grateful for. I mean, words can't even express, you know, grateful for friends, you know, grateful for everything, you know.
So yes.
I know. Take heed and have to have you back probably next year to see how it's going, you know, midway point or whatever.
Okay.
Appreciate you, my friend. And thank you for taking time out. And again, you know, I just really appreciate all that you've done.
Well, I thank you so very much for even thinking of me and having me on your show. I am so very humbled by this opportunity. I mean, I don't even know what to say other than thank you, Lord, for allowing someone to see something in me that is worthy of being on this show. And so, again, I thank you so very much for thinking of me.
Thank you. Have a good one, and we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye now.